Serve the People. September the 8th, 1944. Our Communist Party and the 8th Group and New 4th Armies led by our party are battalions of the revolution. These battalions of ours are wholly dedicated to the liberation of the people and work entirely in the people's interests. Comrade Zhang Zide was in the ranks of these battalions. All men must die, but death can vary in its significance. The ancient Chinese writer Sima Qian said, "Though death befalls all men alike, it may be weightier than Mount Tai or lighter than a feather." To die for the people is weightier than Mount Tai. But to work for the fascists and die for the exploiters and oppressors is lighter than a feather. Comrade Zhang Zide died for the people, and his death is indeed weightier than Mount Tai. If we have shortcomings, we are not afraid to have them pointed out and criticized, because we serve the people. Anyone, no matter who, may point out our shortcomings. If he is right, we'll correct them. If what he proposes will benefit the people, we'll act upon it. The idea of better troops and simpler administration was put forward by Minister Li Dingming, who isn't a communist. He made a good suggestion which is a benefit to the people, and we have adopted it. If, in the interests of the people, we persist in doing what is right and correct what is wrong, our ranks will surely thrive. We hail from all corners of the country and have joined together for a common revolutionary objective. And we need the vast majority of the people with us on the road to this objective. Today, we already leave base areas with a population of 91 million. But this is not enough. To liberate the whole nation, more are needed. In times of difficulty, we must not lose sight of our achievements, must see the bright future, and must pluck up our courage. The Chinese people are suffering. It is our duty to save them, and we must exert ourselves in struggle. Wherever there is struggle, there is sacrifice, and death is a common occurrence. But we have the interests of the people and the sufferings of the great majority at heart. And when we die for the people, it is a worthy death. Nevertheless, we should do our best to avoid unnecessary sacrifices. Our cadres must show concern for every soldier, and all people in the revolutionary ranks must care for each other, must love and help each other. From now on, when anyone in our ranks who has done some useful work dies, be he soldier or cook, we should have a funeral ceremony and a memorial meeting in his honor. This should become the rule, and it should be introduced among the people as well. When someone dies in a village, let a memorial meeting be held. In this way, we express our mourning for the dead and unite all the peoples.